Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Yeah. I know it's been a very long time. And I've received this revelation. And like they always say, flesh and blood did not reveal this to me. So it's 1:30 a.m. and I'm recording this podcast to you. So enjoy the sound of the birds and the sound of the dog as they roam around the street speaking in their own language. My name is Talapoyemi John and welcome to my podcast. yes. So today, this is coming out from a point of experience, conversation and discussion with a lot of people, and then coupled with personal experience as well. And today's topic is why we are still single. When I say we, mind you, I'm not referring to myself, because obviously I'm not single, but why we are still single is the main topic for this podcast, and I'll be as short, as brief as I can to ensure that I don't bore you, and at the same time you're able to get my personal message and what and the point I'm trying to drive at. It is also important for you to understand that this whatever idea you listen to in this podcast does not imply that is how it is generally. It's going to be for some particular set of people, and it's going to be for some particular set of people. To every rule, there's an exception. To every idea, there's some people that won't like it. To every idea, there's some people that it is not applicable to. So that is the discretion. So before you share your opinion, before you give your thought, before you criticize the content, just try to understand the context. So moving on. So lately I've met a lot of people, and I've asked them why are they single, for how long have they been single, and a lot of answers the same. It's like they have a community of single people, and then their answer is always like since. And I'm like, can't you give like a specific date or a date range? Maybe like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. So why are you single? And most of them just go all and about without having something so significant to give as a particular reason. And then some are looking for a particular type of guy, some are looking for a particular type of girl, some their reason is simply because they don't want to, because they are planning to leave the country for the past God knows how many years. They don't want to be entangled with anybody, and then some other reasons are so funny because they are scared of being in a relationship due to previous experiences and all of that. However, there's so many reasons and so many excuses, and then some the people they met or just want to get onto their pants, and some the people they met just want to collect their money, and then you know, a whole lot of excuses like that. And then I take it a little bit higher to the point of understanding who they really are. And then so there's a couple of people, should I call them lab rats? No, don't let me call them lab rats, that's too off. So there's this couple of people that have been understudying for a while, and then so I take a look at it from having the initial conversation, then I take it to the level of understanding their character, and I'm like, you most of the time. And so this lead to a couple of conclusion and then a couple of realization as well. And I come to realize that most of the time, people are actually the reason why they are single. And it is very important and very key that people need to know what they really want for themselves as well. And to also understand that human beings are not, will never, ever be perfect. And also to have it at the back of their mind that human beings are always willing and ready to change at any point in time. So, understanding this fact may bring it to you a lot of peace of mind. And also you have to understand that everybody have not been through your experience. Only if you let people know how to treat you, people are going to treat you based on how they perceive you to be. And then it is also very important to make you understand that as much as the same relationship is not for everybody, the truth is, at the particular point in our life, we need to be in one. So because it did not work out for you, does not mean you don't have to try again. You should be willing and be ready to try again. That's a simple truth. So after understanding this set of people, I've come to realize that you want to have a particular lifestyle, and at the same time, you want to have another particular lifestyle. So that means you want to possess two lifestyles simultaneously. Now, you want to be hot, naughty, exclusive, pink, slayer. You want to be dope, you want to be cute, you want to be attractive. Whatever lifestyle you choose for yourself has its own kind of attraction. That is one thing you need to understand. Whatever lifestyle you choose for yourself has its own kind of attraction. Now imagine you having two lifestyles. That means you're multiplying your level of attraction. However, there's some lifestyle that will bring nothing to you. If you choose to be indoor all day, nothing is going to happen, because you're just going to be indoor all day long. So, most of the time, the lifestyle that people choose for themselves is the main reason why they are single. You know, when you meet people and they tell you, oh, all the guys I've been meeting just want to have sex with me and then leave, you need to take a step back and then switch tables and look at your lifestyle from the other people's point of view. If you dress naked, for example, and then you're going to get a lot of attention, you're going to get a lot of this and that, but majority of the people that will come your way tends to be people that just want to have a taste. It does not mean if you dress decently, people that want to have a taste won't come your way, they will come as well. No, but it's just talking about the majority now, for example. And then you also need to know that your lifestyle position you as well. When you have a particular lifestyle that you live, it also position you to how people perceive you. So if you have a particular lifestyle that does not interest the person that have an interest in you, there's going to be a collision in interest, and then this might lead to him not reaching out or trying to engage you on all sorts. And also, if you have a particular lifestyle and you're meeting someone that does not sync with that lifestyle, you tend to withdraw yourself from the person as well. And at the end of the day, the cycle goes on and on and on and on and on. And this, like I said earlier, does not apply to everybody, but your lifestyle plays a lot of role in the way you build your circle, in the way people approach you, in the way people reason who you are. So it is important for you to be able to know that whatever lifestyle you choose for yourself has its own pros and cons. And this at the end of the day play a whole lot of role in why a lot of people remain single. Your lifestyle is what makes you feel uncomfortable with some kind of guy. Your lifestyle is what makes you become an overthinker. Your lifestyle is what makes you look for that God-fearing, Rick Rose, Jaru, pastor guy. You understand? Your lifestyle is what makes you look for the churchy Cardi B. You understand? So, you is what makes you look for all these things. But, you know, in the real sense of it, does your lifestyle attract these things to you? Does your lifestyle make these things come your way? Does your lifestyle encourage this thing to want to come around you? It goes a long way. It's quite deeper. It can be explained in 10 minutes, but it is very important that for whatever it is that you seek, for whatever it is that you look forward to, for whatever it is that you have an expectation towards, your lifestyle is going to play a lot of role in making them come to realization. Like I said earlier, it does not play the role 100%. It does not play the role 50% either for some people, but it plays a very significant role in creating that atmosphere, creating that environment, and then in also position you or your status or your identity towards the people that are meant to reach out to you. So with this viewpoint of mine, I hope I've been able to convince and not confuse you that it is key for you to understand the kind of life you really want for yourself, and also understand the positivity and negativity that comes with the lifestyle you've chosen for yourself, because it's going to help your mind and prepare your mind towards what is ahead of you, what you're looking for, and also to manage the people that come around you. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast once again. I appreciate my over 50 listeners. You guys are the best. You guys are amazing. And then I wish you the very best this month and this week. Cheers. Love you all.